Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want you to holler at me, and the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you don't want to holler at me that way, feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, the email address is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I got you. Please leave that. And if you want to social media with me, also feel free to hit me up. You can go to the Facebook page. I have a Smooth Drama Show page that you can hit me up on. Myself or Mr. J can hook you up on the Smooth Drama page, as well as just Google Smooth Drama wherever you find Smooth Drama Radio. I got you. And I will talk to you because I'm that kind of guy, right? Y'all believe that, right? Anyway, man, welcome to the Smooth Drama, the really sensitive show, where we talk about masculinity. No, we don't. Actually, it's been really, really bad when we talk about everybody's sensitive nowadays, right? I mean, we understand why there's sensitivity issues out there, because there are a lot of things that make people upset. So one of them is we have in Brazil the Miss Bum Bum competition. If you don't know what the Miss Bum Bum competition is, you haven't listened to my show. The Miss Bum Bum competition is the competition where women, who's got the nicest ass in Brazil. I have petitioned to be a judge for this show. Apparently, in order to be a judge in the Miss Bum Bum competition, you have to live in Brazil or be enough of a celebrity where they want to fly you in. I mean, I would pay for the opportunity to be a judge in the Miss Bum Bum competition. But hey, I haven't quite made it yet, but I'm working. I'm still asking. In the meantime, Miss Bum Bum, who is Rosie Oliveira, she is a reporter and a model from the state of Amazonas. She beat out 26 other finalists. Apparently, it is a very, very coveted situation there in Brazil. Everybody wants to be Miss Bum Bum, and so you get a bunch of women showing off their assets. Now, by design, it's focused on the physical attributes. But she wanted to make people, I mean, they made a couple of statements. One, she had on her Brazilian flag, Fora Timor, Get Out Timor, written on it. Meaning she wants Brazilian President Michel Temer to leave office, vacate office, because she feels like he is a detriment to what they want to do as far as moving forward in the country. I got mad respect for that. It's courageous and all this other stuff you want to call it. I mean, it's kind of awesome that she would do that. I doubt he's going to quit. It's just one of them things, you know. You're looking like you doubt that anybody's going to quit because hell, this is their livelihood. This is how he steals money from the people. So he's like, hell no, I ain't leaving. And then there was the Miss Bum Bum competitors who they wore meat suits like Lady Gaga, saying that women aren't pieces of meat, which is kind of funny when you think about it for a second. These are women who are in a competition for who has the nicest ass. So basically, people are staring at your assets the whole time. But they're like, hey, we are more than a piece of meat. You know, women are more than a piece of meat, to which I agree. Hey, you are definitely more than a piece of meat, and I salute you, and I have mad respect and give mad props to the women out there who, shit, you know, you won't project yourself with pride. And even if you're in the nicest ass contest, I give you respect. You know, and I'd say it's not just about your assets, it's everything else. But at the same time, you are showing off your ass. You're showing off your ass. How do you not expect folks to look at your ass? It's one of those things where, you know, you're protesting for something, but at the same time, what you're protesting is what you're promoting. It's really weird. I don't know what they're thinking they're going to change, but I hope it works. Speaking of hoping it works, I saw this. There's a black woman who is upset. She's mad because there's a robocall that is calling the house, and it's mispronouncing her name, her daughter's name. See, what it is, the mother who is, mother's name is Nikomi Stewart. Her daughter's name is Nikari. Now, the school system uses the automated program. All the automated programs like your Cortinas and Amazon Echo and Siri, you notice they all have a quote unquote British woman's accent, and they have the sensibilities of, for lack of a better word, white people. So what happens is this, is you have people who, you know, don't understand how that goes. See, they type in the words and the automated program speaks out all the words. So what ends up happening is an automated program reads the words like this. So it would say, Nikari, your daughter, Nick has missed period one. So it doesn't, the programs are not, you know, people say they're racist because they have a quote-unquote white voice, but the point is, it's not about the white voice per se. It's just, I've done animation, and it does not pronounce everything the same or correctly. Matter of fact, I tell you, in particular, in writing script for an animation that I did, some words you kind of have to say it, you have to spell it out how you want it to sound. And so, one, asking the automated program to sound out Nikari and not sound like the N-word would basically, her name is spelled N-I-C-A-R-R-I. So automatically, it's going to assume that that I is silent, and it's not going to work right. I'm just saying it because this is one of the things that I know. And when I saw the article, I just laughed like, yeah, that it's going to always do that. It's going to always do that. You're just going to have to say Stewart. Your name is Nikomi Stewart. The daughter's name, Nikari Stewart. Just say Stewart. Miss Stewart, your child, your daughter, has missed period one. I mean, that's how it has to be, because that it's going to read like that. I know for some of you, you don't understand what I'm talking about, but if you're a parent and you had a kid miss a class or a day of school, and you get that automated call, this is what it is. This is how that goes. It's not really a problem. You know, she was incensed, outraged, like, oh my God, they're cussing me out. They're disrespecting me and my daughter. No, that's just an automated program. Now, disrespected is what happened with E-40. E-40 has filed a lawsuit against a woman, author Erica Kane, who penned the book Captain Save-A-Ho under the name I Kane. If you know a little bit about West Coast hip hop, you know that E-40 had a song, Captain Save-A-Ho. And in the court documents, he claims he owns the rights to the phrase Captain Save-A-Ho, and that Kane blatantly stole it for her own gain. E-40 wants a judge to pull the book from shelves and is requesting any profits Kane has made from the book. Interesting. But true, I mean, if he owns the rights to the phrase, and I don't think people understand how that goes, but you know, it's like they're the one guy in boxing. He owns the phrase, let's get ready to rumble. He paid for that phrase. So if anybody uses it, you have to pay him. So What he did was he did the same thing that Michael Buffer did, and he bought the rights to the phrase Captain Save-A-Ho. So if anybody uses it, they have to pay him. Author Erica Kane, wrote the book Captain Save-A-Ho, not understanding that he owns the rights and she has to pay him. Or if she was just trying to be slick and thought nobody would notice. But because when you own the rights to that, I believe that you get the ding you get that message, somebody using that, and you challenge them for the rights of what you own. So they're in court like, hey, I own the rights to the phrase Captain Save-A-Ho, which is funny because you got the judge, like the judge got to rule on Captain Save-A-Ho. Too many people, you know, too many judges are like, yeah, how do I rule on Captain? Who owns the right to Captain Save-A-Ho? It's funny for no reason whatsoever, but to be able to say that you own the rights to the phrase Captain Save-A-Ho, and if anybody uses Captain Save-A-Ho, you got to pay me. I don't know. I thought the shit was funny. Captain Save-A-Ho. Pay me? Oh shit, you got to pay me. I don't know. I've got 1,001 thoughts on that. Not a lot of them are good. But hey, you know, that is not for me to decide on. I think it's pretty hilarious though. But I'm probably guessing at this point I need to take a break. Do I want to take a break? Yeah. Do I need to take a break? No. But I want to take a break. And I think I probably should take a break. So I'm going to go. And since we're on, we're trying to save a hoe. This is MF Doom. Hoe cake.
Check. I got this girl and she wants me to dook her. I told her I'll come scoop her around 8, she said. That sounds great. Shorty girl's a trooper. No matter what I needed to do, she'd be like, on his own throne, the boss like King Cooper. On the microphone, he forced the ring. Average MCs is like a TV blooper. MF Doom, he's like BB Cooper. Out with the moolah. I let her get her outfit just to cool her off. She said niggas ain't about shit. I wonder if she meant it. I doubt it. The way it be in her mouth, she can't live without it. I can't live with this. Handle your business. Feeling to stay on a scandalous whole shit list. One pack of cookies, please, Mr. Hooper. It's fun smacking rookies. He is the. Look like a black Wookiee when he let his beard grow. Weirdo, round skinned, always kept his hair low. Rumors have it it's the S-curl accident. Doom was always known to keep the best girls back then. Some say it's the eyes, some say the accent. A lot of guys wonder where their stacks went. I call her Thunder Thighs with the fatty swoller. Only special high rollers do what daddy told her. No matter the city, she with me to do the bang bang. Working the coochie, who's the chitty chitty bang bang. Same name on the city as on the name ring. Pretty like Baby D or all in the same gang. Keep my eye on her, really don't trust her, but I treat her like a daughter. Taught her how to bust a nut, and then he can turn beef to horse meat chalupa. Teach her how to hold it, of course he used to. See, most cats treat her like pooper, or beat her to a stupor. Take it from the. You need to make her feel cuter, and lay down the G like loofah. Everything will be do for her. Keep her in a new fur, so she looks sweet when she go to meet the. Got the Buddha, get the Grenadiers, twist it, put it in the air, come here, kiss it. Listen here, Scooter, let her try to bag you when she's on the rag, never let her fry the ragu. Wish to have you under some type of spell, crying dad, boo, her name on the back in a tattoo. Whether a bougie or a nerd, hoe, street chick, don't call her wife, if you never have to freak me. If you don't want her, don't waste her time, I'll loop her. And be a father to your child like the. He keeps his hoes in check. He sends them out to get goals for more foes than that. Tell him take his clothes, leave him posing naked for real. Better yet, get him for the check off the record deal. Find out where he keeps the tech and the blue steel. Make sure for extra rep, let him know how you feel. And while he's running down to All-Star Weekend to ball, I'm coming with the view ball. Thank you.
rumble. Smooth Drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-word. That was MF Doom. Ho kicks. Give me a call, 347-826-7435. That is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, I saw an article, or one of my correspondents sent me an article about Jennifer Lewis opening up about her past battles with sex addiction. You know, she says she's bipolar, and she says she has sex addiction. So she came out and she was talking about, we are sick with our secrets, so I tell everything. She said she didn't want help or medication, and she started spending out of control using sex and alcohol to deal with her pain. We talk about addiction, and you know, there are some people who you say they have addictive personalities, and then you say there are the people who, you know, self-medication. You know, I think it's one of those things. So we talk about, and you know, if you listen to my show, you know, I always talk about, you have the drugs of the week, and there's what the drug helps, and then there's all the multitude of side effects that drug brings to you. I mean, you know, and I've known people who, you know, you take drugs for depression and whatnot, and it damn near drives you crazy, gives you all kinds of crazy thoughts, and people act out of turn, act out of character, because they affect your neural passages, and it's like they have no filter, and you know, it makes them way worse than what they were before. And you know, if I'm depressed and if the medicine I'm taking makes me throw up, I can't hold anything down, and it makes me just cry and be emotional. I'm like, how does that help? But we know the medicine that does help, although I'm not a partaker of marijuana, but if I had cancer, or if, you know, I was quote unquote diagnosed with depression, bipolar. I mean, see, I don't disregard the bipolar, because I understand there's chemical imbalances. See, when I talk about depression, there's chemical imbalances, and then there's the unusual pressure that Black folks, the conditions that we're under, where it's like, why wouldn't we be crazy? You know, so Jennifer Lewis is talking about, you know, going to the doctor and not being told that I'm crazy. She talks about her sex addiction. But I would say that, you know, part of it was, once again, this, self-medicating. As a Black man in society, there are a lot of issues, roadblocks, deterrents that seek to make my life hard. We'll say that. So, in making my life hard, you know, we talk about self-medicating. Now, we can say sexual depression. I am not one who partakes in spirits. So, I can say in the past, I may or may not have had some, a few sexual encounters I probably should not have had in self-medicating, making yourself feel better. I mean, because that's the reason why people take drugs, right? They take drugs because they want to feel better. Whatever is ailing them. And some is just like, you know what? Reality is so tough. I don't want to think. I just want to drink and, you know, get out of the serious mindset. Thus, self-medication, self-medicating. And so you could say maybe some of what you call a sexual addiction is more about, if we're looking at it a certain way, self-medicating. You know, you want to feel better, and as some people know, an orgasm can make you feel just a little bit better. Maybe not like a little. It depends on how many you have and how big they are. Anyway. Point being, self-medication. I don't know. I'd be curious to hear what some of you out there listening thought about that. Once again, call in numbers 347-826-7435, or you can email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. As a matter of fact, I got an email on the website. I posted a while back one of my blog posts, "What Do Black People Care About?" Out nowadays, there are a lot of historical factors that play a part in who we are as a people and how we perceive each other and interact. In light of the recent riots destroying our own communities, so Be Life sent me an answer. Be Life wrote, "I feel as in most cultures, it varies. I do agree with you that because of history, it is very hard to pinpoint. I can only give perspective about my race, culture, and experience. In the Black community, there are many different subcultures, and depending on what part of America you grew up in, there's more. If you were born and raised in the South, you may have a tendency to believe in and focus on education, being well-mannered and family-oriented in the traditional sense. Where my West Coast African Americans tend to be a little more relaxed and less conservative. Now, there's a big generational gap that divides us even more. Personally, what I've been trying to do is find like-minded people who can respectfully agree to disagree while continuing our journey to uplift our culture in positive ways. What are you doing?" First, I want to say thank you to Be Life. And second, I'm going to answer here, and then I'm going to answer back on the website, because I believe in answering you readers, listeners, and readers emails. But once again, thank you. What am I doing, and how do I feel about the journey to lift up our culture in positive ways? You know, As someone who considers himself a revolutionary, Black revolutionary, I think people look at the connotation when they say revolutionary, they automatically think of picking up guns in the street and shooting people, you know, the enemy, which I can't say would be necessarily effective or ineffective. I mean, we got more. We're in America. Shooting every day. It's like, whether it be in the church, whether it be in the school, it's everywhere. Now, as far as Black people and what we care about and what's important and what I'm doing, one, I am a voice. I like to think I'm a positive voice in the community, not just for a radio show, which some would say may or may not be self-serving, because I'm not necessarily in it to make any monies, whatnot. I like to think of myself humbly as a voice that represents people who look like me, who are underrepresented in the media. One. Second, as a mentor in my community, I live in Oakland. I teach in Oakland, and I mentor young men and women who look like me. I take the job seriously, and when I say mentor, I actually am a mentor and run clubs that I do not get paid for. I want to make that clear, because there are some people who do things, and no hate, you know, some people get grants, nonprofits, and they get paid. And, you know, if you're doing that work as someone who has done a lot of community service and working in my community to mentor young men and women, once again, for free, I understand the time, and, you know, we got to live. And we got to pay rent, mortgage, car notes, whatever. You got to eat. So it's no disrespect there. But as someone who wholeheartedly believes in helping my community and mentoring the young, the whole, as they call it, paying it forward, it takes a village, all the catchphrases that apply. I believe in those. I have worked those as just an honest servant of people. It's what I consider myself. So young men and women need advice and a push to be positive people. That's what I do, not because I get paid to do it, because I want to do it. I did it for free. As a teacher, I get paid to educate and help motivate the young minds of the future in our community. And then I do stuff that I do not get paid for to further help motivate and cultivate the young minds of the future. So I think it's important. And I always remind these young minds that I'm cultivating that, hey, these young people, the game that I'm giving to you, you have an obligation to pass that same game down. So, you know, we talk about the oral tradition. It's basically what I do for you, you got to keep it going. It's your responsibility at that point. And that is one of the most important things. And that's why this was a great question that I had to answer. And I thank Be Life for emailing me and taking the time to answer my blog response. And I hope that I can get some more people to answer and talk to me about any and all questions, comments, concerns that you may or may not have. In the meantime, speaking of what am I doing as far as now, Steve Harvey, y'all know Steve Harvey, that dude who does Family Feud, does a little Big Shot, and all his businesses. Apparently, he's been struggling as far as his businesses go. They're not popular. His shows have lost ratings. Part of this, allegedly, comes from the fact that he met with Donald Trump. Mind you, he was bashed, and he said he visited, when he visited, he said through all the backlash that he was happy that he went to visit, and he had hoped something positive would have came out of meeting him, meaning I would have got some more money, and I would have been put out there as one of the black leaders, because, yeah, I want to speculating that Steve Harvey wanted to coon. Because, you know, cooning is big business. Anyway, didn't work out for him. And even his wife, Marjorie Harvey, advised that he shouldn't go meet with Trump. But he was feeling himself. You know, he got, when Trump called, he probably was like, he probably came as soon as he hung up the phone like, oh my God. I get a chance at some cooning money. Subconsciously, right? I mean, he'll be the first one to say, no, I'm not no coon. But, hey, you know, when you go hang out with the president who has done nothing but say, I hate people who look like you. And so when you go hang out with the person who says, I hate people who look like you. You lose black folks. And it's what I've been saying and feeling and knowing for a while now. If black folks love you, you get love forever. Yes, I know. We don't protect each other like we should, but that the black love is the real love out there. See, mainstream love, that's a dime a dozen, and it don't even last long because there's no stick-it-to-itiveness to white love. Why? Because it's just the mainstream, and you know what's in and hot today is not hot tomorrow, unless black folks say it's hot. Key point I keep making: black folks say it's hot. It's hot. It stays hot. And it never goes away. Steve Harvey and coons like that never understand that, you know, if you put it out there that you're going to hang out with people who don't like black people, well, black people are not going to like you. And thus, his ratings go down. Remember, I talked about Chrisette Michelle the other day. Label dropped her because nobody wanted to buy a record. Nobody wants to see her in concert. Nothing. It's like, once black folks don't want you, white people are like, you ain't cool. Black people don't want you. I mean, because basically, white people are going to go with who black people like. So if black people do not like you, white people automatically are like, why am I fooling with you? Your own people don't even like you. Done. So as you can see, what happens to your Steve Harveys, your Chrisette Michelles, your Stacey Dashes, and Mary Mary's Tina Campbell is, hey, once you gone, you gone. What did Leon want to say? Sell out? Ain't nothing, crossover ain't nothing but a double cross. The crossover is kind of it for you. Especially if it's just like you cross over and only white people like you. It's over. You're going to sell a million records, which the company is going to love because they probably have bent you over during contract negotiation. but then you're not going to get any love going forward. Because once we're done with you, we're done with you. It's like, yeah, oh, that's right, you still exist. We're not going to kill you or nothing. Cause, you know, black folks are spiritual people like that, right? But at the same time, we'll kind of ignore you. So Steve Harvey, and it's funny, I've seen pictures of Steve Harvey, and it's like you can see he's got a harried look on his face, like, shit. Something told me I shouldn't have screwed over black folks. Something told me I shouldn't have screwed over black folks, but he did. He did. Now, of course, black folks don't want you no more. And white folks never really wanted you. So you kind of screwed. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when the reigning man come for you? And it is not good. Because he's stuck, right? Him and all these other folks, they're stuck like Chuck. Don't give them. Because they did all they could do to get ahead. And now, even on the Def Jam 25, he was sitting there talking about, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to get fired from my job. It's like, but now you're going to get fired from your job anyway. Oh, the poetic justice. Anyway, I'm feeling loving. Y'all feeling loving? I'm feeling loving. So, I'm gonna go back in the day. We're going to go A Tribe Called Quest. Benita Applebum, you know. Thank you.
together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Tribe Called Quest, the remix, Bonita Applebaum. Hey, hon. Hey, hon. Go ahead with yourself. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. You know, we talk about certain things. Some things change the more they stay the same, which is Groundhog Day, right? Where we talk about that same thing that happens again and again and again and again, and you're like, man, how does this happen again? But don't let me say it. I'm going to let somebody else say it, like my homie.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that shit that happened again? Well, stop and search. Noel Phillips, reporter. He was stopped and searched by police twice in 4 months. And he said he felt stunned and terrified. On both occasions, he said he had been doing little more than going about his daily life. What happened? I could feel the officer's hand reaching to my pockets. We're going to put some gloves on, and we're going to search you. Have you got any sharp objects, he asked. No, what have I done? You've been detained under the Misuse of Drugs Act for a quick search, came the reply. He's like, I've never used drugs in my life. Doesn't matter. Still went through his pockets, right? Now, another time, 4 months later, he says him and a couple of friends were just sitting there talking, and he was approached by officers. Are you smoking cannabis? We can smell it coming from your direction. He said he was stunned and terrified, being accused of something that we weren't doing. So the officer said, to me, you're sitting around the corner and there's a really strong smell of cannabis, okay, which has led us to believe that you do have it on you. Of the three of them, guess who they searched? The only black person there, which was Mr. Noel Phillips. Now, where did this happen? Wasn't in America. This, because Noel Phillips is a reporter for BBC over in England. Now, he had been detained and searched for drugs, and you know, they stopped and they said, hey, we're looking for knives. What are you doing here? He's like, I'm on my way home. My house is just over there. And he was detained, and because they were searching for drugs, not the weapons that they told him. Now, I bring this up because this is a part of their laws over in Britain, 1984, the first one, the Drug Act, and 1994, which was the Weapons Act. Black man, not in America, over in England. Same thing, same laws, same situations apply. Not the content of your character. No suspicion except for what you look like. It's one of those crazy situations. Groundhog Day. Now, what is not Groundhog Day? Well, actually, it is Groundhog Day. The Texas shooting gunman, he escaped the mental hospital in 2012. They are explaining away everything about this. I mean, he's a terrorist. I don't need to know that he escaped from a mental hospital because there's a reasonable assumption that he's crazy. Why? Because he shot up a church full of people. Why? Looking for his in-laws to kill them, who they just didn't happen to go to church that day. They should be very thankful. Point is, I mean, the details. He starts shooting in the front. Went to the side, just in case some of y'all was hanging out on the side. He started shooting the sides. Then he went in the church to shoot at some people. Then there's a story where one of the neighbors came out, started shooting at him, because it is Texas, and he got wounded and he died. Doesn't matter. He's dead. Hope he never comes back. Thumbs up. But point is, it's the largest shooting in modern history, because you know they always say modern history because they don't want to talk about slavery and all that, and what happened where white people were killing other peoples. We can't talk about that. But we can talk about this as the modern day shooting. And that's fine. But once again, crazy white guy is not a terrorist. Terroristic things he did, but he's not a terrorist. He's crazy. It's established, but they wanted to tell us that he was crazy. I kind of gleaned that. You don't do that kind of thing and not be crazy, right? I mean, you just don't go and shoot up a church full of people if you're not crazy. It's just one of those, like I said, reasonable assumptions that you make. That, you know what? Because I don't think about killing people. I don't. I mean, I've thought about killing people. I won't lie. But I don't think about killing people. The difference. I haven't planned out anything. No master plan on killing my relatives, people that I have dated. It's not going to happen. I'm good. He apparently was not. But he's not a terrorist. Once again, it's crazy that he is not a terrorist, but he's not a terrorist. So we have to move on. What was funny, rapper Meek Mill goes to jail. People having a hard time with Mac Mill going to jail. Oh, other people in the courtroom like, and like, because he violated court rules, ignored the judge a couple times. Because, you know, a lot of these, they get arrested before they're going to release the album. Judge, like, you're going to put your ass in jail. You ain't get love. I mean, they're giving you the love. They're giving you the I'm gonna cup. You just get underneath and cup the cheeks and just spread the cheeks and just get in there and just, that's what Meek Mill is getting. They're all shocked.
Oh,
he got 4 years, but he's eligible for parole in 2. I hope you sell a lot of records. I hope you are independent and that you get every $10. I doubt that. But hey, can't do no shows in jail. Well, you can do shows in jail. They just won't pay that much. I mean, you get some commissary. I mean, he'll get some cigarettes, whatnot. Now, I bring this up because I saw a lot of the comments, you know, because there's a lot of white people that are happy. They're like, yeah, see, that love that y'all getting, that y'all gonna get rappers, thinking that, oh, you can say the N-word, thinking that, you know, you can get some special privileges. I mean, which, of course, we know special privileges of black folks is like, I mean, if they think that saying the N-word is a special privilege, it's like I'm saying the N-word and a check shows up. It's not like what E-40's trying to do. Like, you can't say Captain Save-A-Ho, you got to pay me. Nah. Because there's no, nah, if I would have traded the N-word, I mean, yeah, I'd be rich. You just find it. Although it probably would be me just putting a bunch of black folks in jail because you keep saying it, but you won't pay me. And the judge would be like, yeah, you said the N-word. He owns a trademark. Boom. Go to jail. I'm surprised somebody hasn't done that, by the way. Anyway, the point being, you know, Meek Mill and cats like that, well, him in particular, going to jail. And I mean, under the environment that we're under, I don't know how they would tempt fate. They tempt fate. Like, you know, once again, you're trying to sell records by keeping it real. But this is the whole Dave Chappelle, when keeping it real goes wrong. So now he's real as fuck in jail because he's really going to jail. He's really going to have to defend his booty in jail because I don't think he's going to get that that special preferential treatment that I get that cell by myself where my booty hole is not in danger. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. The point is, black man, know he got warrants. Know he should comply with the court. But he wanted to do that, yeah, hardcore rapper. I don't give a fuck. Now, you probably gonna give a few fucks. Probably not gonna like it either. I'm just saying. And I don't feel sorry. Don't care not one iota. It's a shame that a black man is going to jail, but I mean, when did Meek Mill become Malcolm X? Where I'm supposed to care about him being busted? And on that note, I am Mr. F the N-word. This is another Smooth Drama production. We'll holler at y'all later on this week where I got some good stuff for y'all. In the meantime, in between time, I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands
up. Where the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.
All right. So.